Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants in an attack on a mosque in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, no group claiming responsibility. Arab media have reported a recent influx of Islamic militants from Iraq and Syria to Egypt and other parts of northern Africa. Veteran Egyptian editor and publisher Hisham Qasim tells VOA, part of the problem here is Egyptian security forces need better training to deal with terrorism.
For years, there was talk that it was necessary to recalibrate the police force and at least part of the military to become counter-terrorism forces. And unfortunately, we know of very little programs that have actually taken place to make a serious shift.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished, and President Trump has reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers. President Trump has told Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to the Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Turkey's foreign minister had said Mr. Trump made the comment after speaking by telephone with Mr. Erdogan. White House says the two leaders also discussed the purchase of military equipment from the U.S. by Turkey. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in Turkey. The PKK has been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left about 40,000 people dead. Turkey, the U.S., and the EU also consider the group a terrorist organization. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has taken office, replacing Robert Mugabe, who ruled the country for 37 years and was forced to resign as president earlier in the week. We get more now from VOA's Anita Powell in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Spanish officials are telling VOA covert attempts by Russia to support Catalonia's bid for independence using disinformation and cyber attacks to support separatists may be part of a long-term strategy to penetrate and gain control not only of Spain's wealthy northeastern region, but other parts of Europe, Russia denying all accusations. London police found no casualties after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded to the incident were as a terror-related event, but later said they had located not any traces of a suspect or evidence of shots fired or casualties. British Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping up her lobbying efforts to broaden Brexit negotiations with the European Union into future relations and trade as the talks bog down on preliminary issues.
And I'm also here to say again that the United Kingdom is unconditionally committed to continuing to play our leading role in maintaining Europe's security. We may be leaving the European Union, but we're not leaving Europe.
Prime Minister May also said she will hold meetings in Brussels, including one with the EU Council President Donald Tusk, about progress in the talks, which must be completed well before Britain leaves the EU. That will be in March of 2019. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. More also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.